Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to do something that is always very, very difficult to do. And especially where some youths are gathered, when it is time to pray, not many of them will like it. Whether you like it or not, we're going to pray. We're going to pray now. If you're ready to pray, stand to your feet. Let me see you. You're ready to pray. Amen. Wow. Amen. Very, very many of us, when we get to the time of prayer, we run out. This time around, we're going to pray. Most of the time, failure in life stems out of failure in the place of prayer. This time around, we are going to pray. And in Jesus' name, receive grace. I'm afraid. Receive grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says the glory of the youth is their what? Is their strength. Is their strength. Not just strength to talk or to walk or to eat or to fight or to do whatever, but strength also to go ahead praying. So pick your Bibles if you have your Bible in the house. Pick your Bibles. We're going to pray seriously. We're going to take about the next 10 minutes to walk through the scripture declaring the voice of God and establishing it in prayer. Isaiah chapter 58, we're starting from verse number 12. Isaiah 58 verse 12. I'm going to be looking at you. I'll be praying myself, but I'm going to be looking at you. If you're not praying very well, I will send the ushers to tell you that you need to pray more. Most of the times, the prayer we are not feeling like praying is the one we should pray most. That's one vital thing about prayer. The prayer you are not feeling like praying is the one you should pray most. Most of the times, when prayer becomes most difficult, it becomes most necessary. So we are going to take our time to pour our hearts to the Lord in prayer. And I know heavens will open upon your prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is not your Lincoln prayer. You're going to pray very well. Isaiah chapter 58. I read. All right, let me read verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Say amen. Or somebody say, the Lord shall guide me continually. How will the Lord guide you? All right. That goes to say that you won't be stranded. At every stage of critical decision making, the Lord will say, turn to this side. Turn to that side. In life, you will not run dry of divine direction. Yeah. One big, terrible error in life is to be traveling on the wrong direction and you are increasing speed. It's an error. You're going to pray for divine direction at every stage of your life. Not just on marital stuff alone. Divine direction. God opened the eyes of the disciples. Say, throw your nets into this place and they caught plenty of fishes. Lift your right hand and begin to pray. Oh Lord, guide me continually. Pray like that in the mighty name of Jesus. At every stage of my life, guide me. Lord, guide me. Maritally, guide me. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray sincerely. Lord, guide me. Give me direction. Teach me what to do, where to go, where not to go, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, speak to me about the future. Guide me into everything I'm going to do for life and for purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus. Divine guidance. I want you to pray. That is one thing the devil must not take from you. Divine direction. Lord, guide me. Guide me to that place where the seed of my prosperity is. Where my fulfillment is, in the name of Jesus. On relationship matters, Father, guide me. On professional issues, on career issues, guide me. Where to live, where to stay, Father, guide me. Who to work with, who to move away from, Father, guide me. In the name of Jesus. I wanted to pray, Lord, on every matter of life and divinity, you will guide me. You will guide me. You will guide me. I will not miss it to life, in the name of Jesus. I will not travel in the wrong direction of life in the mighty name of Jesus. I won't walk away from purpose. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, wherever you see, whatever prayer, whatever declaration I read,
and you know it is true about you, you will receive it with a very strong amen. And make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden. And like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Let's say amen. Now, that prayer is seasonal. Let me tell you, seasonal how. At a point in your life, the Lord says you'll be like a watered garden. That is to say, water will come from different angle, and you will always be wet. You won't run dry. Now, uncle is Sunday morning, brother is Sunday morning, your friend is Sunday morning, daddy is Sunday morning, things like that. And whatever you need, your needs have been met. You see, people like that don't get stranded. But it doesn't continue like that forever. God told the Israelites, while you are in the wilderness of life, you will be feeding on manna. But immediately you get to the promised land, you're going to walk to it. Manna will cease. You move away from the point where people keep sending, and you keep saying, please, daddy, send me this, daddy, send me that, to the point when you are supposed to be a spring. All right? People are receiving from you. So when we are praying, Oluwa, Inalowo, Jekiniba, Oda, but not forever. A time comes in your life that you become a help to some people, an amen to some people's prayer, a bulldozer to some people's mountain. That is why you're not going to stay being a well-watered garden. Somebody lift your right hand and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, you will make me like a well-watered garden. I shall know no dryness all the days of my life. All the needs of my life shall be met gloriously and per time in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Now say after me, say, Father, I shall be like a spring, a source of blessing, a source of blessing to my family, to my church, to my nation, to my generation, in the name of Jesus. Say stronger, stronger, amen. One more time, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless me and make me a blessing. I can now hear your voice, say, bless me and make me a blessing. A blessing to my nation, to my family, to my church, to my generation. I shall never be a burden. I shall never be a burden. Say three powerful amen. Open your eyes. How many of you want to die being a well-watered garden? Want to die there? How many of you want to move to the next level? A spring. You want to become a spring. That will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. That will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to pray again. Let's go to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 30. We're still praying. Genesis 30. I know some people will say, this prayer thing. Genesis chapter 30, we have to pray. We have to pray. That's why in grace, when we study the word and pray, then we activate the privilege of grace we have received. Genesis 30, I read verse 14. And Reuben went in the days to wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. You see, if you understand this story, at this time, Leah was out of favor with Jacob. So Jacob was always sleeping in the room of Rachel. But you see, Leah wasn't feeling too good about this because it was a wife too. Now, but one day when God was going to make Leah a bride, when God was going to answer her prayer, the son came home one day and found from the field a mandrakes. And Rachel loved this mandrake so much that he was willing to let go of the husband to eat from the mandrake. There's someone who's listening to me. One day, one year to come, lot to come, bo, ni ojo kan, wa ko ire wonu ebi re. For the reason of your blessing, enu awon obi e ma gboro. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. I want you to say that amen loud and clear. Your parents will not labor in vain over your life. That which will make your parents happy, that which will make your family a sort of a to go in joy, the Lord shall place in your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hands as we prophesy. Amen. In Mark, in the book of in Acts of Apostles chapter 4, the Bible talks about, maybe verse 36, Bible talks about a man named Joseph. Bible said the apostles changed his name to Barnabas. Why? Because that man was bringing gifts to the church. He was so blessed. He sold his property and was financing the ministry of the apostle. And they said, let's change the name of this man from Joseph to Barnabas, son of consolation. How many sons of consolation do I have in the house? How many daughters of consolation do you have? If you are there, say amen. The Lord will make you a child of consolation to your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every child brings something home. Some bring trouble. Some bring wahala. Some bring shame and mockery. For you, you will bring blessing. You will bring consolation. I cannot hear that amen. Say it loud and clear. Say it like thunder. You will bring consolation. You will bring comfort. You will bring blessing. You will bring honor. You will bring greatness. In the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your two hands and begin to decree what you want to bring to your family. Oh yeah, begin to decree. Lord, my life shall bring blessing, honor, prosperity, greatness, testimony, comfort, joy, celebration. You are not praying? I cannot hear your voice. This is not the time for a lack of prayer or jelenge prayer. Pray. Once I call God, pray. My form of me be by pray. Jehovah, my life shall bring consolation, shall bring blessing, shall bring honor, shall bring greatness, shall bring celebrations. Mayaraba kataraba sata. Ingreke telebe suria baka. Reuben brought something, the mother was happy. Barnabas brought something, the church of God was happy. My life shall bring a blessing in the name of Jesus. A blessing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Open your eyes, look at me. In a Baptist church in Umaya, there was this brother. The family was so poor that it was the church that paid for his GCE. It was someone in the church that obtained jam for him. He was so poor, the family was so wretched, but the brother was so industrious and very active in the church. So when people got to know that he was in need, they were falling on one another to help him. And they gathered for him. The brother became a graduate. The brother got an interview with an NGO. Later, after some time, they said he should come for training. As I speak with you, he's outside the country. A couple of years, about 2 years after the brother left, he was still serving God as a vibrant soldier in that church. So the church where he was at, where he's still attending, were paying him every day. Oh dear, is she Oluwa Lumfeshi? No. In this church, we don't do it like that. We pay the pastor, we pay the keyboardist. They pay him heavily. In that company, they paid him heavily. They wanted to build a church. Recently, they pulled it down. While they were doing donation, he called the pastor. He said, Pastor, I've told you to always carry me along. Out of the 7 million they needed, he sent 5 million naira to the church. Now, I'm not talking about African magic. That's why I mentioned the name of the town and the church. 7 million naira. Anything want that will jump. Well, God has not finished with you, my friend. Oh, can negotiate it, Bendini. One day, your life will bring consolation. Your life will bring prosperity. We bring honor. We bring greatness. In the name of Jesus. Let them look down on you today. Very soon they will look up to you. In the wonderful name of Jesus. You will not die a poor man. You will not die in wretchedness. You will not die a beggar. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I receive it. Youth, you have strength, pent up energy. Shout, let the devil go to hang. Say, I receive it. Oh my God. Let the devil go to hell ahead of time. Shout on the top of your voice, it is me. You will be a son of consolation, a daughter of consolation. Your life will not bring shame, will not bring mockery, will not bring disaster. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. Two more. Isaiah Let's go back to Isaiah. This time around, let's go to Isaiah chapter 37. Are you tired of my prayer? Please don't be. Please don't be. Aladua logarina. Kini boso? Aladua oni ogarina. Beni kabarina burukusio fadura ji. Me mantari si akoto wasibi ba onti modi juti modi bai oni wikwe ama chuloloje ama chuloloje ori sun ayo ni waje ori sun itono ni waje ayere oni mu eku wonu ebi koni mu ikoro wonu ebi ah comfort uru oko buku won wa fe yi dani iru yahowo lo wa gbe to da gbogbo ebi ru may that never be your portion in the name of Jesus. All right. We pray some prayer. We are still doing that prayer. We have not finished where I came from. We're still battling with it seriously. Isaiah chapter Kinibok and follow to it. Isaiah 37, verse number 30. Please, most of the time, please permit it. I'm not like daddy. I'm not a professor yet. Praise God. I'm only tapping into professorial grace. And this shall be a sign unto thee. Verse number 30. Ye shall eat this year such as groweth of itself. Mm-hmm. And in the second year, that which springeth of the same. And in the third year, sow ye and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruit thereof. I love God. He's a wise investor. There's no principle of success that the Bible that God does not inspire as long as from the Bible. Look at God. Olorun pe te eyan ba sese graduate. Abo se bere se first year, o man fe ri back and back. Oluwa ni ni first year in the first year of your life, I am going to give you one type of blessing. There are about three ways God blesses people. Either you eat from the fruit of your labor, either you eat the fruit of your father's or mother's labor, that is inheritance. This number three way is what we don't always pray for. Bible says, call it oni ni odun akoko eyin o je ninu ilalehu. Bo omo Yoruba to wa mi bayi pe ilalehu. That is a fruitful tree that you never planted. It's only growing in your vineyard. You never planted it. Oh God, we have it in our house. Abi eyan mo ani bepe. There are these three purple. One is late now because of storm. They are always heavy with fruit. And when people come to pluck it, they will come and take permission. I ask myself, who planted it? O lalehu ni. But unto lalehu lagba laare o ti di ti e. Awon ore kan be ti ola yan logun. Ilalehu blessing la ma npe. May you enter into it in the name of Jesus. Kini mo la npe ru blessing yen? Bible says it groweth of itself. You never fertilized it. No fertilizer, no agile, no nothing. Just grow. They're going to be a fruit. You see, my brother, you need to pray. To ba je pe gbogbo to je laye n to ba lagun fun ni wa wa frustrated o. Iwo wa le give testimony pe I just got an alert. Somebody says send me your account number and I woke up and I discovered so much. Iru awon eyan ori iso na gbe waye. Oluwa ni iso, you will live by your sword. Yani pe whatever you are going to have in love, sword is a weapon of fight, of battle. You are going to fight to get whatever you want to get. That is the covenant. Loni, that covenant is terminated over your life. Hey! You want to die? You fought before you got admission. Every of your major course, you still fought before the result was released. Before you got IT placement, you fought. You fasted. Now you want to go and serve. They still rejected you as a copper in three places. You still fighting. Marriage, to fight. To have the fruit of the womb, you fight. Must you fight forever? Oh, if you are here, jargon. That soul covenant is broken in your life. Esau covenant, that Esau covenant is broken in your life. Today, you will begin to reap Ilalehu blessing.
It shall begin to work for you. It shall begin to work for you. It shall begin to work for you. It shall begin to work for you.
God said, year one, business will let him man to genuine, a jay laleo. Year two, a tunja laleo. Toba what you don't get up. Be a bassy business for the meta to le genuine daddy. Well, I do. But long more, we are looking or look at jile fell it here, dear. I speak to someone under the sound of my voice today. By the mercy of God, some miracles will never work for you. Begin to fall, they begin to fall in your hand. You begin to take delivery of them. Take delivery of them in the name of Jesus.
It will be tabat badwa the level you mumam fiaye lia badwa lia kose courtship. She lia she courtship. Bogbo karakata si izo ton sing banile baba lia. Odun keje akoko talo a first here ah o kan sise ti e lo ni.
Jacob was walking. He was having his eyes on Rachel. I remember I thought baba said Leah do like this o ni lori oke ko to loko o ni gbawe. In fact o ni ni broken condition ko ti e si courtship. Leah kan sise ti e lo. Bo se di ale ni ba so wi pe ile okoya ele dare yo ma sin elo ile okoya sande ile okoya ere lo pe lo ba de ile oko omo kini omo keji omo keta omo kere o sha mbi lo ni e de wa wo olorun fi ore re se irorun. Olorun compensate eni bibeli so wi pe ko fine oni o bure wa olorun wa ti ri wi pe baba foro re se yanu o le le nle.
If someone like Leah, it is not me who wrote Bible, daddy, am I wrong? Bible said Leah was not pretty.
Eni kan ti mo ti ri ti en pretty sara ba nu Bible nu, it's not me who wrote it. Me mo ti Bible ru don't go pretty poju re kon loju re fa ti olorun ba foro re se yanu. Ati roko re yo le o Olorun wa so pe don't cry iru yin na oni provision ti orun ti se
wa kan ji lo aro ojo kan won de ni ile okoya.
And so it was
gbogbo ore aye re o ma de pelu irorun iran lowo re aba irorun de aba anu de. Somebody say amen.
It is not that we are not going to walk. That's another additional blessing. God said he will bless the fruit of our labor. But he said, you will not labor for everything. Some will come ilalehukale.
Just come like that. Just like that. That's how they're going to come.
Oh, see.
Do you now know, sir? Theologians, you have to do a lot of work before you can prove me wrong. I thank God for Joseph. Mumam faye Joseph ugbadura. But let me tell you, Joseph was mightily blessed. But when it comes to generational blessing, give it to Judah. There is no lion of the tribe of Joseph. What we have is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Who gave birth to Judah? Narete? Nobilia? Abba? Odafunya? Odafoma? Kiles wanfe? But we have judges, okay. Ore to shisha fu oluwa fili olawa. Ina lawa nyakowa ori. Ori oluwa kowa ori. At every stage of your life, your miracles will be waiting for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are some blessings people don't labor for. They just come out of God's grace, favor, and mercy. You begin to receive it. Oh, somebody's not saying amen. You begin to receive it. You begin to receive it. You begin to receive it. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say amen. Let's take the last one. 1 Samuel chapter 26. No, is it 26? Yes. 1 Samuel 26. Let's pray with verse 25. And after that, I'm going to ask you to sit down. If you still have any time at all, you're going to sit down. But right now,
I really want us to pray. And I really appreciate the way you're praying. Amen? All right, can you give me, please, 1 Samuel 26, verse number 25. Oh, how I wish I have NIV Bible. Anybody with NIV Bible in the house? Yes? Please, let me read it. NIV? All right, first. Then Samuel said to David, may you be blessed, my son David. Somebody say, Father, bless me with long life, good health. Wait till it happen. I know hear you talk again. Say, Father. Say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, bless me with long life, good health. Nigerians, look at me. How many of you believe that long life is a gift from God? Especially in a nation as serious as Nigeria. Somebody say, God bless me with long life, good health. That's the difference. Some people live long, but they don't enjoy good health. I have seen a man who died after 32 years of battling with stroke on the right hand. 32 years. It was at a member in a former church. Right side. 32 solid years on sick bed. He died after. So long life, good health. If you have good dreams and you don't live long, and you don't enjoy good health, it remains on paper. Say one more time. Say, Father, please bless me with long life, good health, good marriage. Youth, look at me. Say, good home. Hey! One more time. Say, good homes. I say my home. One more time. Say, good home. Whatever. Oh, what thing about me or to ban me? Being on the ministry, to your home, or finish, is the bedrock. It's the bedrock. The people who came with me, Daddy, about 3 weeks ago, I had a dream. I couldn't sleep for about 2 days. It was during our workers' prayer meeting that I got the interpretation. I saw this lady, beautiful lady, attending a function. In that function, they wanted everybody to queue to be served. So she was on a queue. They were serving everyone. But she did only a lady here. One will buy. They now brought out a stock pot. Very, very beautiful stock pot and a few other things. And they served her specially. Specially, Daddy. Everybody was looking at her. But wow, who is this lady? And she felt elated and very happy. There is no one that will be singled out for honor in the middle of that kind of crowd that won't be happy. She was happy and elated. And she was walking, they still covered her, and she was walking majestically, she carried the food. And she was walking around the party, looking for cheer. Tobati debi konwani, ah, no, yawa lori, ele, somebody's there, ele, someone is there. She was just looking for a seat like that. And while looking for a seat, she was stranded, and she carried the food. She couldn't be hitting like that. She needed to be given a seat. Two ladies now showed up, one wore apron, other one served. One of them, I said, whoa, sister, we love you. You're so beautiful. Look at your head, you. He said, please, can I have a seat? Instead of providing her with a seat, one confused, she like, oh, no. One she dada, look beautiful. One bashe return back. They just went away. She was holding onto the food until the food got cold and the party was almost over. Out of frustration, she dropped the food and walked away. I was on it. I didn't understand. Until we were in the prayer meeting, God said, look at the people before you. Some of them are beautiful, gifted, brilliant, intelligent, anointed, skillful. He said, all those things they can have, but it is your fekani bujoko. Sir, I prayed as if I wanted to die. And if I don't know anything, I read about Catherine Kuma. If I didn't read about anybody, I read about Minnie Kennedy. If I didn't read about anybody, I read about Maria Woodward Ether. I read about John Wesley. I know these people were heavily anointed and gifted, but when it came to marriage, they didn't have that joy.
tó bá yẹ pé ìkoríta ìdílé lè ṣùdúró ní ẹ̀sí tó dẹ̀ wá ń bílẹ̀ ni mo kí ẹ kú oríire lónìí ó ti bọ́ irú àmì wo nìyẹn lórúkọ jésù ó ti bọ́ tọmọtọmọ ó bọ́ in the mighty name of Jesus maritally you will be settled in the name of Jesus maritally you will be settled look at me open your eyes even if you had made a mistake before your destiny is not going to hinge on that on the note of that mistake in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ in the wonderful name of Jesus one more time scream and shout say Father in the name of Jesus bless me with long life good health good home good job and everything that will help me to live a fulfilled life I'm going to repeat it one more time. After Tabati repeated, you will scream and pray with it for 30 seconds, 1 minute. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Maker. You pray with all your energy. My Father, my Maker, please bless me with long life, with good health, with good home, with good job, and everything that will help me to fulfill my purpose. Oh, you pray like that in the name of Jesus. Oh, well, look, see. 1 minute. 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 Bless me, Lord. 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 Somebody pray, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Stretch forth your two hands as I close. Stretch forth your two hands. I'm still closing on that passage. For Samuel, then Saul sought David, blessed be thou my son, David. Thou shalt both do great things. Somebody say, I will do great things. Also, tell us a word, with this my hands, I will do great things. One more test, with this my hands. In the name of Jesus, I will do great things. I prophesy over your hands. Nothing good will die in your hands. Nothing positive, nothing good will die in your hands. You will do great things. You will triumph. He said you will do great things and still prevail. When a man is blessed and is doing great things, he must have enemies. That's why he quickly added it. But you will prevail. In fact, that this prayer worked against Saul himself because David prevailed over him. I speak to someone who can say the loudest, amen. Over every known and unknown enemy, you will prevail. Over every enemy of your destiny, you will prevail. You will prevail. You will prevail. You will prevail. In the name of Jesus. Over sickness, you prevail. Over demons, you prevail. Over sin, you prevail. Over masturbation, you prevail. Over holiness, you prevail. Over curses, you prevail. Over spell, you prevail. Over disaster, you prevail. Over failure, you prevail. Over disappointment, you prevail. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, so David went on his way and Saul returned home. Saul returned. David went ahead. Instead of retrogressing, you will go forward. This will be the least will ever be in your life. You will go forward. You will go forward. You will go forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Everybody put your hand on your head. Put your hand on your head. Strength. Strength. Grace. Strength. Oluwan so fun mi wipe awon kan be mi. Ntin be ninu won ara to nbe ninu won oni famoriyan tin be lori won o to gbe jade. The strength, the anointing on your head is not sufficient to fulfill the purpose God has attached to your life, the potentials in you. Therefore, this afternoon, receive strength. Receive grace. Receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Receive strength. Receive grace. Receive power. Receive power. Receive anointing. In the name of Jesus. you become unstoppable.
No power of earth, no kingdom of man will be able to frustrate God's agenda for your life.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the wonderful name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you for answered prayers.
From today, Lord, you said in Genesis chapter 8, verse number 5, that on the first day of the 10th month, the mountain became visible. Today is the first day of our own 10th month. Every glory that is hidden begin to come forth.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
The glory, the power, the grace, the skill, the talent, everything that will shoot you up and make you outstanding,
let them begin to manifest. Let them manifest in the name of Jesus.
I commit this youth to your hand, Heavenly Father. When next we shall be meeting, it shall be in top places.
High places. In the name of God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please close your eyes. The Lord sent me to someone. Your heir, God, I had a voice in my spirit. Genesis chapter 47, verse number 17. Bible said some people went to exchange their us for bread. Us is a symbol of strength. The Lord said, as you warn you, don't exchange the grace you have received here for bread. For anything that is mundane. Don't exchange your strength for bread. Whatever job they will give you that will take effort from your hand is not meant for you. Whatever job they will give you that will cause you to walk naked is not meant for you. Don't exchange your us for bread. That's the voice I heard from Genesis 47, verse 17. And I pray for grace to stand. Receive that grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' name we pray. Put us together and celebrate Jesus.